Proclamation number 6557 of 29th of May, 1956. Transformation of nature. Fighting against perverted love. The greatest benefit of your earthly life is the union with me. You must see your goal in it, and you must not rest until the union with me has taken place. You can bring about this union consciously and unconsciously, but you must always believe in me first. You must acknowledge me as a being with whom you now desire to have contact. This desire in you is already proof that the will, which initially still belonged to my adversary, has turned towards me. And as soon as you now mentally occupy yourselves with me, you consciously unite yourselves with me, even if the right bond first requires that you first transform yourselves, that you make an effort to adapt your nature to mine, because I can only unite with perfection, but this perfection can also be achieved by you. Hence you first must shape yourselves into love, because my fundamental nature is love. But as soon as you mentally establish the bond with me, as soon as you pray to me, strength will also come to you to be able to accomplish this change of your nature. Your will now is mine, and therefore I can give you strength, which was not possible before, since belonging to my adversary also implies resistance at the same time, i.e., defense against my power of love. Therefore, the change of will is necessary first. Only then the change of nature can happen, which requires me bestowing power. My power, however, is the radiation of love. And it will have an effect again in loving activity. As soon as you carry out works of love, you make use of this power and thereby draw me myself ever closer to you. I am love itself, and therefore the uniting with me can only take place when love joins love. Just as no work of love can be accomplished without me, for this reason you can also unconsciously establish union with me if you live in love, even if you do not mentally seek the bond with me. Yet such thoughts will certainly arise in you later and will not leave you anymore, for the conscious acknowledgement of me myself must take place so that you can be saved, and it will also take place where I myself can be close to the human being because he works with love and thus makes use of my power. It is not so difficult to find this union for the person who is not dominated by selfish love, but it is difficult where selfish love prevents the person from unselfish neighborly love. Thus my adversary dominates the human being's thoughts there. No ray of love from me is accessed there. I am still far away and the bond with me is neither established willingly, thus consciously, nor unconsciously. And without love the human being is still so imperfect in his nature that I myself cannot unite with him. Then the human being will not reach his goal on earth, and it will also be difficult to bring him to think differently in the kingdom of the beyond, for as long as he is dominated by selfish love he will not be touched by the hardship of other souls either, and he will never be able to receive strength because he will never allow the will to help to arise within himself. Therefore the most important and also most difficult battle on earth is the battle with oneself, the battle against wrongly directed love, which must be changed into complete unselfishness in order to be capable of being addressed as lover which changes nature. Where only an attempt is made I will help out with my power, for love must find love, only then will you be able to unite with me and remain united forever. Amen.